I'm Brad Locke, and you are listening to Prep Rally, a high school sports podcast brought to you by the Daily Journal and DJournal.com. Happy New Year. Podgator says Happy New Year as well, in his own way. Welcome back to the show. New Year, same show. Same host, sorry. Not sorry. Still stuck with me here in 2023. Hope everyone had a great holiday. I did. I can tell you that much. Good deal. Let's go. We got a podcast to do. Kind of a short one. And that's okay. Just a reminder that we come to you every Wednesday. Find us on iTunes, Spotify, online at preprally.djournal.com. Follow us on Twitter at djournalpreps. And be sure to check out our sponsor, Pizza Doctor. If you love pizza, and who doesn't, go to Pizza Doctor. They're at Midtown Point in Tupelo, online at tupelopizza.com. Got the sausage again today. That's a go-to. Although one of our reporters, Caleb, keeps insisting that I add mushrooms to it, and I'm like, no. Don't do mushrooms. Not a fan. But if you want mushrooms, Pizza Doctor, I'm sure, has some that they can put on your pizza. You know what else doesn't belong on pizza? Pineapples. We could do a whole episode on that, but that's not sports related, so we won't. It's all basketball today. Let's jump into it. Saltillo boys taking on Columbus on Tuesday. I got out there to see that game, the Division 1-5 opener for both teams, and got to see one of the best players in the area, Demetrius Duffy, the big sophomore for Saltillo. Looked like the Tigers were going to run away with it. They were up by 19 at halftime. But Columbus is a good team, and they started pressing defensively. And Saltillo, they had a couple of young guards that had trouble handling it. And they got back in it. Started making a little bit of a push in the third quarter. Then the fourth quarter really came on strong. They forced 9 turnovers of Saltillo in that quarter. Got within 54-49 with just under 3 minutes left. But then a Gunnar Wesson got a big fast break layup a minute later. And Columbus just couldn't hit any shots. Saltillo switched to a zone and made him shoot over it, and they couldn't. Put up a lot of three-pointers that just wouldn't fall. So Saltillo survived to win 58-51. Demetrius Duffy had a heck of a night. He was shut out in the fourth quarter. They had trouble just getting him touches even in the fourth quarter. And some of that had to do with the 9 turnovers. But he still ended up with 27 points and 13 rebounds. Shot 12 of 12 from the field. Even knocked down a couple of three-pointers, including one right before the half. Yeah, he's got a versatile skill set. We'll say that. But yeah, good win for Saltillo. You know, they just went to Destin last week for a big holiday tournament. Did pretty well down there, as did Duffy. Saw another really good player over the weekend, Kedrick Simmons of Boonville. Also a big guy, about 6'6", 6'7". And much like Duffy, can score from various places on the floor. But yeah, they had the Boonville Christmas Classic, and on Friday, Boonville took on Biggersville, so a couple of defending state champs there. Boonville in 3A, Biggersville in 1A. Was not really a close game. Simmons had a big night, and Boonville ended up winning, going away. Final score 60-39. Simmons finished the night with 27 points. He shot 10 of 17 from the field, hit 4 of 8 from three-point range. You know, that whole team, of course, he's got length. That whole team has length, though. I mean, look at James Dukes, 6'6". I think he had 11 rebounds. Trent Rocker, 6'6". Even the guards, Alec Nunley and Landon Brown, are both 6'3". I think Dalton Jackson, the point guard, is the only guy that's not relatively tall. Yeah, this is a team that's, to me, looking like it will compete for another state title. Easily. I mean, you got an elite player like Simmons. Coach Michael Smith called him a once-in-a-coach's-career type player. And if you got guys who could be just breakout stars on other teams like Dukes or Brown, but, you know, they do really good playing their roles, and they can all score various times if needed. But, defensively, they're really tough, again, with all that length. Dukes had 5 blocks in that game. Biggersville coach Cliff Little said, "I don't know how you score against them." And Biggersville did not score very much. Again, just 39 points. So Boonville, with that win there, going to be tough for anybody to beat them in 3A. We're supposed to have a big game on Tuesday. The game I was originally going to go to before ending up at Saltillo, Tupelo was going to host Starkville. I mean, the boys' game there is number one against number two. And not only that, it was to be the division opener, but, you know, we had some rough weather yesterday, and there were some travel concerns for Starkville, so they postponed it. So I haven't seen a makeup date for that yet. But looking forward to it when they do play. Number one, Starkville, and number two, Tupelo. This week we have county tournaments going on. It's that week. At the Alcorn County Tournament, Lee County, Monroe County, Prentice County, Tippett County. Pretty much everybody but Union County. They usually do it a week or two later. So Prentice County has already started on Tuesday. And it will continue Friday. Thursday is when Alcorn, Monroe, and Tippett get going. And then the Lee County Tournament is Friday and Saturday. So a lot of good action at the county tournaments. Go out and watch some hoops there. Tangle on the Trail, the boys' version, is Saturday at Pontotoc. A lot of good teams from inside and outside the area. Starkville will be there to take on Biloxi. Pontotoc will take on Holmes County Central. Have Forest Hill against Olive Branch. Let me see. We got Moss Point against Horn Lake. New Hope against Gentry. So really good-looking lineup there. As it always is, Tangle on the Trail in Pontotoc. Okay, so let's wrap it up. I told you it was a short one. Athletes of the Week. We do this every week on our male and female athlete for their accomplishments. Female Athlete of the Week, Ella Kate Taylor, a senior for West Union's girls basketball team. Her last two games, she had 24 points, 7 rebounds, 3 assists, and 2 steals in a 55-47 overtime loss to Alcorn Central last Wednesday. That Alcorn Central team is surging right now. And then on Tuesday, Ella Kate had 19 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists, and 2 steals in a 54-32 win over Tremont, and she hit the 1,000-point mark for her career. Male Athlete of the Week, already talked about him, Kedrick Simmons, the sophomore for Boonville. As I mentioned, he had 27 points, also 4 rebounds in that win over Biggersville on Friday. Then Tuesday, 28 points, 10 rebounds, and a 67-62 win against South Haven. That's a quality win right there for the Blue Devils. So congrats to Kedrick and Ella Kate, and that's it. All the time we have for this episode of Prep Rally. Thanks for joining us. Find us every Wednesday on iTunes, Spotify, any of your podcast apps, or online at preprally.djournal.com. Follow us on Twitter at djournalpreps. I'm on there at Brad Locke. Check out our sponsor, Pizza Doctor, Midtown Point in Tupelo, online at tupelopizza.com. And that's all we got. We'll be back next week. See you then.